Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Fast am I. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 2nd of June, 2023 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to that news and sport and business and Sea Watch and travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, Michael Dunlop sets the pace at TT qualifying. More on the Patrick by-election. A suicide verdict for a Glen Vine couple. Jackson's car dealership goes Dutch. And TT's vital role in the hospitality year.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fast am I, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fast am I. Verdicts of suicide have been recorded at the inquest of an elderly couple from Glen Vine who were found dead in their garage. At Douglas Courthouse today, Coroner of Inquest Jane Hughes said their deaths at the start of the year were part of a deliberate and long-considered process. It's believed some people on the island are experiencing extreme period poverty. The Isle of Man Food Bank says it's fearful that those in need could resort to stealing food as a result. And Connor Cummings has been ruled out of the opening races of this year's TT. Milenko by Paget's motorcycle team boss Clive Paget told TT Plus during yesterday's session the Manxman was on a drip in a hospital suffering with an infection. Further afield, a teenager who was radicalised during the pandemic has been given a life sentence for plotting a terror attack against British police and military. UEFA says Jose Mourinho has been charged with insulting and abusing a match official. He was filmed swearing at English referee Anthony Taylor after his team lost in the Europa League final. And Billy Joel's to end his record-breaking concert series at Madison Square Garden in New York. The singer-songwriter says he'll conclude his residency in July 2024 to coincide with his 75th birthday that year, saying it seems like a nice number to stop. There are your headlines, news at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you. Siobhan from the Runnels Way Met Office. No wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is smooth or slight. And the weather, what you see is what you get tonight. Blue skies, some late sunshine, light variable breezes down to 11 through the night for Jasan. Tomorrow, Saturday, dry and sunny with light winds. Daylight maximum 19, overnight minimum 12. Into Jaduni, dry and sunny, light breezes. Top temperature 20 Celsius, and it's not stopping there. Low water was about 20 minutes ago. Sunset is at 19 minutes to 10. High tide 11 minutes past 11. Sunrise 9 minutes to 5 tomorrow. Low water 22 minutes before 6. And the morning high water at 25 to midday.
The Manx Glass and Glazing showroom is currently closed for TT and will reopen on Monday the 12th of June.
Michael Dunlop set an unofficial outright lap record and super twin lap record time during a busy final qualifying session of TT 2023 today. With all the stories, Rob Pritchard.
Along with the change in time from evening to afternoon for this session, there was also a change in the running order as the sidecars were the first out on the Snaefell Mountain course. Having been the fastest outfit on the opening day, Pete Fountain and Jevon Walmsley topped the charts today at 117.807 miles per hour, with Ryan and Callum Crowe second at 116.452 and Tim Reeves and Mark Wilkes making up the top three timings at 113.509. Ben and Tom Burchell, who set an unofficial sidecar lap record last night and the fastest sidecar times of the previous 3 days, didn't set a flying lap as they stopped at least once on their only lap today to make mechanical adjustments. Super Twin and Super Sport machines were next out and Michael Dunlop took the first headline of the outing as he set a new unofficial Super Twin lap record on his MD Racing Pattern at 123.474 miles an hour, eclipsing his previous unofficial lap record in the class of 122.907 earlier in the week. That blistering pace meant the nearest competitor in the Super Twins this afternoon, Jamie Coward, was a full 21.7 seconds behind at second fastest, whilst third in the timings in the class was another good ride from Pierre-Yves Bian, who clocked 118.126. Dunlop was also the dominant force once more on the Super Sport machines, setting the quickest pace of 127.51 miles an hour, but once again he had company towards the top, with Dean Harrison just under 2.5 seconds down down on his time in second, and Davey Todd just under 13 seconds back from Harrison at third. And it wasn't over for the Ballymoney man, who saved the most dramatic lap until the tail end of the session on his Hawk Racing Honda, as he clocked an unofficial outright lap record of 135.531 miles an hour for the fastest time of the day. Hickman, the current outright lap record holder, went second fastest, just outside record pace also, at 134.91 miles an hour. Making up the top three was Dean Harrison, also over the 134 mark.
Verdicts of suicide have been recorded at the inquest of an elderly couple from Glenvine who were found dead in their garage. At Douglas Courthouse today, Coroner of Inquest Jane Hughes said their deaths at the start of this year were part of a deliberate and long-considered process. Tessa Hawley has the report, which references suicide.
The bodies of Richard and Stella Evans, who lived at the Old Motor Museum, were found on the 3rd of January. They died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Two neighbours who'd entered their locked home after concerns for their welfare told the court they'd found signage written by Mr. Evans, which advised the reader to contact his advocate. The couple's bodies were found in a cupboard in the garage where retired engineer Mr. Evans, who was 87, kept his vintage car collection. The neighbours told the court they believed Mrs. Evans, who was 85, had issues with her memory, with one adding that Mr. Evans had said, "When the time comes, we're going off to Switzerland." A friend of Mr. Evans said the couple had become increasingly reclusive and were distrustful of doctors, adding that he'd mentioned the possibility of suicide to him over the years. Letters recovered from the home written by Mr. Evans revealed a plan for how they wished to end their lives, and that had been in place for over 50 years. Correspondence detailed how the husband and wife thought it had been wise not to tell anyone, fearing do-gooders would stop them. A letter signed by Mrs. Evans stated, "This was a joint decision, long-standing. For us, there is no other option." Describing the Evans as a solitary couple who were leading a reclusive lifestyle, Mrs. Hughes said they died on either the 2nd or the 3rd of January. Referencing the letters written by the couple, she added there was a mutually agreed long-standing intention to end their lives when the time came.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
A by-election for one new commissioner in Patrick's being held a week next Thursday, the 15th of June. There are two candidates standing, Kevin Oliphant-Smith and Richard Jones, and our local Democracy reporter Emma Draper has been speaking to Richard Jones.
Previously, I was a commissioner in Patrick for about 10 years. I didn't seek re-election last time because myself and my wife were very much engrossed in the setting up of Knockhalo Visitor Centre, which is in Patrick, and I didn't have the available time to spend on being re-elected. Elected as a commissioner. Saying that, we've now got the visitor centre up and running, so I've got time now again. And most importantly, why am I standing? It's because I strongly believe that people in the smaller countryside communities need a voice. The way that the local areas MHKs are allocated now through Glenfaber and Peel means the MHKs in our area focus on people where most of the votes are, which is Peel, which is totally understandable, but it means that the only voice that the outlying parishes have, you know, would be through their commissioners.
What do you think are the key issues for residents?
The areas of responsibility very clearly defined in what commissioners are responsible for, but I just think we just need a voice. I mean, the lack of businesses in the parish now, the Waterfall Pub, to name just one in Glenmay. When I was a commissioner, we were very strongly of a view that that should remain a pub and not be a development site, and it's still dragging on. So those sort of local needs need to be voiced. Recycling, you know, we're UNESCO Biosphere, the Isle of Man. We should be very much focused on looking after our countryside. I think it is important that people understand the local issues, know the local area. And I think through the commissioners, you can help that. You can be a voice, a method of people getting a message, even if it's a request for help. They know someone that they can just pick up the phone to or send an email and be approachable.
As more fans arrive on the Isle of Man for the TT, the constabulary has issued a firm warning to motorists against drinking and driving. PC Louise Kenyuk says the same rules apply throughout the fortnight and those caught will be brought to book?
We've had a lot of visitors, people coming and going, and we've seen the pictures of the motorbikes, and you can feel there's a real buzz of excitement in the air. We keep putting the messages out, and so far people are really listening, engaging, and it's lovely to see. The message is still the same. You need to know your limits, stay within them, drive safe and be safe, look out for each other and take care of each other. And it also, we have to advise, because the weekend's coming, and obviously with the weekend we all like to have a few drinks, the weather's lovely. So what it is if you're having a couple of drinks, whatever it may well be, we're talking about alcoholic drinks obviously, please don't get on your bikes, get in your cars, because the law is still the same here. We still have the same drink drive laws. They're not different. If you fall off your bike, if you hit someone, you will get breathalyzed, and then obviously we have the full force of the law to put on you. Also, the next morning, this is a really important one as well, because sometimes people think, I'm okay, I feel great, and then they get on their bikes. It can go wrong by their error or even somebody else's error, and then that's where we have the big issues too. So the message really is, we talk about limits. Personally, and you know, I will stand to be quoted on this one, no limit is my favourite. We often get people stopping on foot patrol and saying, how many drinks can I have, officer? And you know what? I'm not going to be quoted on that, because my personal thing would be, have none. Because if something happens, you can say that you're fully fit to drive, and it's the safest thing for everyone. You know what? Our buses are fun. They've got Wi-Fi. You can have a good laugh. Many a good night I've had, shall we say, not always with alcohol, having a good chat on the bus with people you've not seen. Get on, enjoy the atmosphere, and use our public transport. Trains as well. They're great. Just be safe.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Motorship Ben McCree departed Heysham at 3:07. She should be in the link span in the next 20-25 minutes or so. Departing this evening at 8 o'clock, heading to Heysham, arriving at 9:15. The overnight departure is 2:15 back to Douglas at 6:15 tomorrow morning. Manana departed Douglas at 4:12. She'll be in Liverpool just before 7 o'clock, departing this evening at 8:45, arriving back to Douglas just before 9:00. And then there's a 9:30 departure for Manannan to Belfast, getting to Northern Ireland about 3:30, departing Belfast at 5:15 tomorrow morning, back to Douglas at around 8:15. Ben McCree heads from Douglas to Heysham at 8:45 tomorrow morning.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
A religious campaign is urging those on the Isle of Man this weekend to go to church instead of watching TT Superbike race. For the first time, the race has been scheduled to take place on a Sunday, which Peter Murcott says goes against the will of the public.
Over 60% of the people were against it, and yet they're going ahead. Now, why on earth did they have a consultation if they were going to go ahead anyway? I wrote to the Chief Minister, and I suggested that because the closure, I think, has to have the approval ultimately of the Council of Ministers, that this would be appropriate for the Council of Ministers to refuse the consultation. No such refusal apparently was taking place. I never got a reply, in fact, but no refusal was taken. And so we're going to have a number of people who wish to go to church on Sunday who are going to be unable to do so. They certainly won't be able to go to evening services because the roads won't open until 6:30, and that's far too late. And if they're on the TT course, they'll probably be hesitant about going on Sunday morning, because if they are on their way home and the roads close, they will be diverted off the road to the nearest exit point, which may take them miles out of their way. I hope there are people listening here who've come for the TT so that they do know that the majority did not want the roads to be closed, because Sunday is a day for Christian worship. And maybe some of them, and there will be people on the island who are Christians themselves, and especially knowing that the majority objected to the Sunday road closures on Christian grounds, they may well show their views as well by going to church instead of watching whatever's taking place on Sunday.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 16 minutes before 6, Dechra Pharmaceuticals of Northwich in Cheshire said it's agreed to be taken over in a £4.46 billion deal. The veterinary medicine firm said it had accepted an all-cash offer of 3,875p per share from the Swedish private equity firm EQT and Luxinva, a subsidiary of the Abu Dhabi Investment Authority. The offer represents a 44% premium to the closing share price on the 12th of April when the offer period started, and a 15% premium to Thursday's closing price. And for a full daily market report, go to RamseyCrookhall.com. Foxconn, Apple's biggest supplier, will start manufacturing iPhones in the southern Indian state of Karnataka by April next year. The state government said the project will create 50,000 jobs. Foxconn, which is based in Taiwan, manufactures the majority of Apple's phones, and the firms will be making older versions of iPhones at a facility in the neighbouring state of Tamil Nadu since 2017. Last month, the company announced it had bought 1.2 million square metres of land near Bengaluru City in Karnataka. Bloomberg reports that Foxconn plans to invest $700 million, that's roughly £566 million, on a new factory in the state. The regional Karnataka government said the project was valued at $1.59 billion and the land for the factory will be handed over to the company by the 1st of July.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stock markets closed higher after US lawmakers passed a bill to raise the debt ceiling. US stocks higher, oil rose and gold slipped as those hotter than expected jobs data lifted treasury yields. The numbers from Ramsey Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 was up just over 1.5% at 7,607. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.33% at 16,062. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.8% at 33,666. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up just over 1% at 13,237. And the S&P 500 in the Midwest up almost 0.4% at 4,279. But the trading day continues. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1, $24.6, €1, €16.2, and 24 South African rand, 34 cents. In commodities, gold's down 0.8%, currently at $1,962 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 1.8% at $75.58.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, well, the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend, don't forget to put the factor 20 on. Sea temperatures 12 degrees, dry and sunny throughout the weekend. The wind for Saturday, variable, force 3 or less. Wave height is 0.2 metres. Wave period 3 seconds. High water's 11:30 tomorrow morning. For Sunday, the wind is easterly or southeasterly, force 2 or 3, becoming variable, force 3 or less. Wave height 0.3 metres, wave period 3 to 3.5 seconds, and the high tide is at midday 30.
The Manx Glass and Glazing showroom is currently closed for TT and will reopen on Monday the 12th of June.
A Dutch company has bought out the car dealership Jackson's on the Isle of Man. Van Mussel purchased 6 franchises across the British Isles, including one in the Isle of Man. A story from Chanel Suku.
The announcement was made earlier today by Van Mussel Automotive Group. It purchased 6 franchises, 2 from Jersey and Guernsey respectively, and 1 each from the Isle of Man and Isle of Wight. The dealership has 500 employees and represents 29 brands with a volume of approximately 6,000 cars per year. In a statement, Jackson CEO Paul Collier confirmed all employees will be retained at the company as it changes hands. He said a significant period of negotiation has taken place, and he is confident the investment and expertise will further enhance performance and service offerings. Mr. Collier added, with the change, they will be able to offer customers more services under one roof in the future.
Update. Brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
The return of the TT races has been welcomed after a year in which Manx businesses have seen dramatic increases in running costs. Gas, electricity and food prices have all risen since the racing fortnight last year. Alan Steele is from La Creperie, one of the vendors in the TT fan park.
I could do 14, 15 hour days every day.
And is that just because the TT is so vital for the yearly input, I suppose, the yearly revenue?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah. The first real festival or function for us that comes after the long hard winter that we have. Seasonal. Yeah.
For the island and for businesses such as yourselves, how vital is the TT?
Absolutely vital. Yeah, it's what keeps us going, actually. I would say this will stand us in good stead to get ahead for the rest of the season, you know, which might finish in October at best. So yeah, it's absolutely vital.
Sort of running costs, I suppose, the overheads this time around, how do they compare to last year?
They are up dramatically. Food at the point of wholesale, energy, gas, especially gas, so much so that the places that we buy the gas from, they're asking us to email the energy companies and ask them why the price, the wholesale price, isn't being passed to us, the consumer. Yeah, it's not come down at all, and I fear it won't come down.
Have you had to rethink how the equipment that you use as well and how the businesses run to cut down on energy costs you sell?
Everything. Like for this TT, I'd start a little bit later in the morning, save on gas. You've got to be very careful with your menu, that you can't cost it traditionally as you would as a dish. You have to be a bit tighter with your margin, that's for sure.
Manx Radio Sport.
Here's our sports editor, Rob Pritchard. Fast am I, Rob.
Good evening. Starting tonight with golf, and two of the island's pro players are back in action in respective competitions throughout today. Firstly, it was a much improved day for Tom Gandy on the second day of the D&D Real Czech Challenge in the Czech Republic. After a challenging first round with a score of 83, Gandy upped his game this afternoon with a 4-under par score to take him up to 7 over par overall. It does leave him some way off the more positive end of the leaderboard as he sits tied in 130. First place. Elsewhere, Anna Dawson has got her campaign at the Helsingborg Open in Sweden on the Ladies European Tour underway earlier today. As of the last hour, Dawson sat on 5 over par, tied in 103rd place, with play still ongoing. The latest competition comes off the back of Dawson setting her best LET score in her previous event in Belgium of 70. The Helsingborg Open is running from today until Sunday, the 4th of June. Turning now to handball, and as the Manx handball season reaches the halfway stage in the league, it is still a close call to see who will run out champions. In the mixed league, Northern Thunder saw the return of former GB junior international David Shand, who led them to a win over Western Warriors, which just pokes their nose in front of Eastern Titans, who also enjoyed a win over the Warriors. The Titans top the table in the men's league, where so far they're unbeaten. Western Warriors were no match for them as they went down by 6-1. They stopped the rot in their final match against the spirited Northern Thunder, who grabbed their first points on the board with a well-earned draw. Meanwhile, the women's five-test series got off the ground with the first test between Ellen Vannin and Team Vaggers. Ellen Vannin opened the scoring with an excellent breakthrough and jump shot from Jess Hawkins. However, they needed to dig deep against a team made up of multi-sports women like Becky Dunn and Lauren Wilkinson, who will be representing the island in basketball in the Island Games. 3 goals from Hannah Claydon led the charge by Team Vaggers, who ran out 6-1 winners. The league is now taking a break over TT and will return on the 17th of June.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, EasyJet's 525 from Manchester came in 6 minutes late. The 525 Logan Air from Manchester came in 10 minutes late. Next inbound, the 6 o'clock EasyJet from Bristol's half an hour late. Then the 7:30 EasyJet from Gatwick, that's half an hour late. There are two EasyJets tonight from Gatwick. The 7:50 Logan Air from London City's on time, and the 5:08 Logan Air returning patient transfer from Liverpool on time. The 8:30 EasyJet from Gatwick is delayed 15 minutes. Outbound tonight, 6 o'clock, Logan Air to Liverpool. The 6:30 EasyJet to Bristol is delayed till 7 o'clock. The £20 date EasyJet to Gatwick is delayed. The 9 o'clock Gatwick is showing on time, returning on the roads. Roads are open now, but remember, cycling is prohibited on the mountain during the TT period. In Port Erin, you've still got delays on the four-way traffic signals at Ballyfesson Road for that new pedestrian crossing, and the Ballymenock Road in Jerby has got phase closures for water main replacement.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre, with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside. Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300.
Well, we're just at the end of the first week, the qualifying racing at the TT, but just remember, 5 weeks tomorrow the Island Games gets underway in Guernsey. All the athletes know that. And 5 weeks on Monday the Southern 100 starts at Boulogne. A sculptor in the Isle of Man's auctioning a replica of a Manx lifeboat to help raise money to train new life-saving volunteers. John Allcote has made a 7-class entirely from scrap metal. It's currently on display at Port St Mary Town Hall and will travel around the Isle of Man until the auction concludes on the 30th of June. John named his work Davy Dorsey Cooley after a tribute to his great uncle, who was an RNLI crew member.
It was in December of last year and I got a message from the harbour board in Port St Mary saying that my boat had come adrift off its mooring. So I thought, right, I'll make my way down there. And just as I was going out the door, a friend of mine, a good friend of mine and a neighbour, who's also a volunteer with the RNLI, he said, John, if you want a hand, give me a shout. So I said, yeah, okay. So we went down to the boat. Now, even before I said anything, he said, let's go and get me dive gear. It was freezing cold. Swam out, got me boat and brought it back, which I thought was an absolute hero, right? Now, when it came to RNLI and hero, I thought, I've got to give this lad something. So I tried to auction a tourist trophy that I made, but it was too soon. It was a bit of a rush and nothing really came of it. So I said, right, I'll make you a lifeboat. Now, I'd done this purely because of his bravery, and looking back on my uncle, Davy Dorsey Cooley, which is on the promenade, he's got a monument on the prom. He saved 36 and then another 15 or 20 while he was working with the steam pack. That was in 1850 odd, I think it was, and he died in 1904. And if you look on the boat, on the hull of the boat, the numbers was 1904, because that's when he died. So I thought I'd make this for the guys and then auction it off so we can get some money so that you can train new crew. It was a joy to make, actually, and it's quite heavy. It's 650mm long, 520mm wide, and extremely heavy.
Now, you're planning to auction this boat out?
Yes, Daniel and Michelle managed to get him the boat into Port St Mary Hall with the Mona's Queen exhibition. So that'll look nice to have the two together. So, and then from there, I think it was the Port St Mary, and probably from there other places so people can see it. Go to my Facebook site, The Joke Creative Workshop, all one word, or you can ring me on my mobile number, it's all there, and just private message me a bit. We just want to get some money for the guys who do a cracking job in the Isle of Man.
That's it for Update tonight, brought to you from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Rhiann Evans. I'm Andy Wint. Have a wonderful weekend. Back on Monday.
WIN.